From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Blanc.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, President Bush acknowledged that there is deep and heartfelt opposition in the country to the war in Iraq. He also acknowledged a symbol of that opposition in the peace vigil taking place just a few miles from his ranch. Cindy Sheehan, a California woman who lost her son in Iraq, is insisting on a meeting with the president. Mr. Bush gave no hint he plans to meet with Cindy Sheehan, but today he spoke about her. NPR's David Green reports from Crawford.
This week, the vigil along Prairie Chapel Road has become a bit more organized and a bit more of a spectacle. Several dozen people from around the country have now joined Cindy Sheehan in what she calls Camp Casey, named for her son. They've set up tents that don't look like they're going anywhere anytime soon. Their tables set up in the grass with sodas and water. Sheehan's supporters today walked along the side of the road, erecting tiny white crosses with the names of dead soldiers from Iraq. Meanwhile, Sheehan invited reporters who are here to cover the president to a news conference featuring other parents who've lost family in Iraq. This is Jean Pruitt from Birmingham, Alabama.
My son, Kelly, was killed April 6th of 2003. Ambushed on his convoy, and it was only 3 weeks into the war. I didn't even get a chance to get a picture of him from over there, and it has devastated our family, as it has all these others who are here, and I just don't want to see anybody else have to go through what we've been through.
Sheehan, for her part, is still demanding a meeting with the president. She met with him last fall when the president saw a group of grieving families. At the time, she praised Mr. Bush as a man of faith. But now she says he was insensitive during that meeting. She has been an active war protester since then and says she wants to speak with the president face to face.
He's on vacation here for 5 weeks. I don't understand why he can't take an hour to speak with somebody whose life he has devastated.
The president today held meetings at his ranch with his war council, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Afterwards, he was asked a question about U.S. troop levels in Iraq and about the new constitution being drafted there. But he seemed to be answering a different question.
You know, I grieve for every death. It breaks my heart to think about a family weeping over the loss of a loved one. I understand the anguish that some feel about the death that takes place.
Reporters asked if he was referring to Cindy Sheehan.
I'm referring to any grieving mother or father, no matter what their political views may be. You know, part of my duty as the president is to meet with those who've lost a loved one. And so, you know, listen, I sympathize with Mrs. Sheehan.
Mr. Bush, who is used to being alone in the spotlight in Crawford, Texas, seemed to want to respond to Sheehan directly, even if not in person.
This is America. She has the right to her position. And I thought long and hard about her position. I've heard her position from others, which is get out of Iraq now. And it would be a mistake for the security of this country and the ability to lay the foundations for peace in the long run if we were to do so.
But Mr. Bush also showed a bit of stubbornness. Sheehan says she came to Crawford after hearing the president make a comment last week that Americans should finish the mission in Iraq in part to honor the fallen. She said that infuriated her and that she doesn't want her son honored that way. After speaking about Sheehan today, Mr. Bush still repeated that very same language.
We should do everything we can to honor the fallen. And one way to honor the fallen is to lay the foundation for peace.
Tomorrow, the president is expected to drive past Camp Casey on his way to a neighboring ranch where he'll be attending a fundraiser. David Green, NPR News, Crawford, Texas.